Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, so first of all, it mentions to them, first point is they tell them, don't feel sad, don't feel angry, don't feel bitter. It just showed me. The obvious question, Bar Musa mentioned, is the Chazal tell us, based on the pasuk, that the Achi Yosef felt api din, api mishpat, in all the right in the world to the seller brother. He was a rodeif. I've had a dinner of a rodeif because he would perhaps spoken to the father and told him that they were guilty of certain averas, and the father would have favored Yosef since he was a bechor to Rachel, and he would have been the one that brought who will bring korbanos and not the other brothers. So he sold Yosef. But then when they have the difficulties of going back to the Mishnah Melech, and they saw the sigh that they caused their father, so they said, Avo Hashem Menach, and Paj Miketz, we are guilty. And Chazal tell us that they went down to Mitzrayim, and they went to every Mokam, Znus, and Mokam Abu Dazara, and they're looking for their brother. And they would have paid all the money in the world to restore Yosef. They wanted Yosef. Avo Hashem Menach, we're guilty. So now, finally, after so much looking, and they had charata, means they said chatasi, you're doing tshuva, avo shem menachta. Now that they were told, ani Yosef, ashe mechatem osim v'sroimo, so what is Yosef saying to his brothers, v'ata al teyotzu, don't be sad, fakir temoi simcha, it's simcha. So really, they're looking for their brother, and they finally found their brother. They're more simply said, what is the sadness? Should they not sad? The answer given to this question is we examine the pasuk. The last week's Seder, by Yom Yishar Achiv, Avol Hashem Menachnu Alochinu Asheroinu Tzas Navsho Vishanu Eilenu, Lo Shamonu, Al Kim Bo Eilenu Atzrazos. When they say Avo Hashem Menachnu, why are we guilty? We're guilty because why? Because we sold our brother. We're guilty because we made a toast. We made a mistake in the mishpat. The mishpat and the din was wrong. No, Avo Hashem Menachnu Malachinu Asherayinu Tzaras Nafsho Vishanu Eilenu. That there's din and there's rachamim. Al pi din, he's a rodeif, and a rodeif is chayim misa. He deserved to die, and therefore selling him to Mitzrayim to Mishmeilim, he'll have a spiritual death. He'll die. But they say Avo Hashem Anachnu not on the din. Avo Hashem Anachnu on the rachamim. Where is amidas rachamim? How can we be such an absurd? Even though we have a klal in rachamim b'din, not for tzaddikim, not for a brother. Where was our rachmonis when he cried out and he wanted help? So therefore, their nekuda was that tshuva has two aspects to it. One aspect is the maisa, to do the maisa, to correct the maisa aver. But that's not enough. It has to affect the lev and the moach. It's not enough just to do a maisa mitzvah or no longer to do the avera, but one has to be magish, has to feel they did something wrong. He did something wrong. The Yachi Yosef came to this hakara of Hashem Anachnu on the idea that we did not have this hagashas halev. We lacked rachmanis. We lacked feeling for our brother. once they lack feeling for a brother, so therefore what? It wasn't the idea that they sold their brother. The idea is that they did not have rachmanis. The maisa mechira should never have taken place. The maisa mechira should not have taken place, even though they felt alpidin, he was mechuyev misa. Yosef was makir this. Yosef knew this. Therefore, Yosef, when he says, V'yatal te'atzvu v'ayicha b'nechem. True! Ani Yosef, I'm alive. So if I'm alive, should be mo'y simcha. Yosef's alive. Should be mo'y simcha. No. It's still not sus v'sameach. Why? Because that will not correct the ma'isa mechira. The ma'isa mechira with the achzor that we had, we sold our brother, so therefore, true, our brother's alive. But that can still not correct the idea that we sold our brother. This cannot be a nechama. This cannot be a nechama. A nechama, partially, perhaps he'll tell me it is. Brother's still alive. But how will that correct the ma'isa mechira? The lack of rachmanis. That's why Yosef says, al teyotz. You should not be sad and angry. And this basic nekuda is a nekuda in pulus. A person has to have agash salev. And we do tshuva not only for the maisa vera, but the lack of feeling, the lack of compassion, the lack of agash salev, the yishmak, and we did that vera. It wasn't just that battle. From now on, I won't battle. But how can you take away the yishmak when you did the ma'isa vera? It was enjoyable, I must confess. It was enjoyable. I enjoyed it, so I stop it now. So I don't do the avera. But what about that enjoyment? You have harata on the enjoyment that he doesn't have harata on. And that's why Yosef says to his brothers, Al teyatzu, I know you're still Nazis. I'm alive, you should be mo'i simcha. You're ready to give all the money in the world to find me. Come here, Al teyatzu. So you have tsar. You still have tsar for what? You have tsar for the etzim maisa of achzoris when you sold me. Then he goes on and tells him, ki lemichya shorchani lekim lefneich, that my purpose was what? To come down to Mitzrayim and save the whole community, the whole country. What does that mean? That means to say that Yosef is saying, thank you. He's giving a thank you to his brothers. He's giving a thank you to his brothers. Not that he's taking the karma. He has no hate. He's saying thank you. I'm a shliach. As the psukim say further on. And it says further on, V'yatolo la'atem shlachtem osi hina kilakim. Is he meaning love? L'faru l'odin l'chol b'yisar u'moshe l'chayas b'tzorayim. It's supposed to be this way. Z'ashkach ad Hashem. Thank you. Hakar z'atov. Makito. So from here, our Musa learned, as we find in Parshas Tetzaveh, when there's an inyan of taking Shemen Shzayis Zoch Kosis Lamor for the menorah. So Chazal tell us, the Menchus mentions that the purpose, why do you need a menorah? Do you think the menorah is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, here, he needs light. He needs light. The Medrash gives a mashal of a suma and a pekeach. One that can see and one cannot see. And the one that cannot see is being led by the person that can see. He takes him in the street, he takes him in the road. And now he brings him home. Now he comes into the house, and the one that can see tells the suma to turn on the lights. Make lights. Why do you need the lights for? But the keach doesn't need the light. And the suma feels great. The suma puts on the lights. For whom is he putting on the lights? For the person can always see, already see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the keach. He can see. And Klal Yisrael is the suma. And if suma feels great, I'm doing something for my master. I'm doing something for my master. The master doesn't need it at all. He doesn't need the light. as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzenu Oz Alekim. Give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give something Tzenu Oz Alekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our strength. He shows, he gives us our opportunity to have HaKadosh HaTov. To be Makir Tov, he doesn't need it. That we should feel he's Makir Tov. We should feel that he's Makir Tov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this opportunity to give us the Ner. We should be Madlik the Ner, thinking that what? We're Madlik the Ner for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Suma thinks he's putting on the light for the other fellow to see. He'll never be able to see. But he's putting on the light for the other fellow to see. This is what we see. That Yosef went ahead and showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to whom? To his brothers. Instead of being angry, you gave me this opportunity to do a mitzvah. You gave me an opportunity to do atzolah. The way we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel that we have the opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity to do mitzvahs. He gave us opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a feeling that we should think that we're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yosef goes ahead and says, this is a davar tov. This is a davar tov. But we see something else more than that. And that is that Yosef went ahead and said to his brothers, that I came here to sustain, to supply food. And there was a purpose. Usually, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we perhaps, the Lobe, the one that's giving, gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malve, the one that what? That gave the favor. The no thing. The Makabal. So Makabal wants to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth of the matter is that the Nosin doesn't want to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nosin wants that the Makabal should feel indebted the rest of his life. He should always remember, I helped you out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want us to feel indebted to him. And he should always remind us, remember I'm helping you, I'm sustaining you. So human nature is that a person, be it a parent, be it someone, an older brother, someone that feels insecure, wants people to always come to him. So he goes ahead and says, remember I helped you? So he says, thank you. And Makir Tov, he doesn't want the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because once he gets the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they're even Steven. I did a favor, now I get a favor back. He doesn't want you to give him a favor back. This way he has a hold over you. I have something over you. So the prophet tells us, we see it not this way. We see by that Yosef went ahead. And we learn from here that a person should show HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person that Yosef is saying, I'm Makir Tov for what you did, even though they didn't have any kavanah. They didn't even have a kavanah. The Rush learns that when person insults another person, there's a machlokes between one and two people. There's a machlokes. And a person comes and he asks for mechila. So, many times, we're just happy if he just says, please be merchel me, period. Merchel me. But if he goes in and says, merchel me, and he explains his situation, why he did what he did, we don't want to listen to this. We don't want to listen to it. Either we don't want to listen to it because it shows that perhaps he's right, or he wants to pay up his debt. He did something wrong, and he wants to pay up completely. Not just say merchel me, but he wants to pay up completely to show that he's really sincere and he's sorry for what he did. Therefore, his chazar he repeats the whole ma'aseh what occurred, and this we don't want to hear because we still want to have a hold on it. Yes, you did an avla to me. You did an avla to me. You did something very wrong to me. I'm mochi. See? It took me 1 second to be mochi. But still he's got a hold on him. Because he caused him sorrow for so many years, for 5 years, and in one mechila, 1 second, he's mochi. He doesn't want to hear anymore. But if he goes ahead, the Rosh says, no, if a person comes to you, and he's asking for mechila, and he starts to go through the whole ma'isa, and explain why and where and why he did what he did and he did the wrong thing, you have to listen. That's part of the chesed. He wants to express his tzar, what he caused you. That's all part of the chesed. We see by Yosef, that Yosef showed his brothers, even though you'll say, who's the one who should ask the mechila? Who should ask the mechila? The brothers should ask the mechila. But Yosef took it farkent. I am makir tov to you. I'm makir tov to you that we have this opportunity to watch the mechila shochari. I mean, you didn't do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a shlich like him. So at this time he goes ahead, and instead of being angry, he twists it and turns it and shows it that this is what? This is Hashgachas Hashem. This is Hashgachas Hashem. So we learn from here that a person not only should be makir Hashgachas Hashem, but if a person wants to express the way Yosef expressed to his brothers, Yosef just didn't say, I'm moichel. But Yosef goes ahead and expresses and explains why it had to be the way it was. And there should not be any type of sin of a kinah. And he goes through the whole maisa, why the mikri shulchan elikim, a person should listen to this. The Yachi Yosef, you say, we want to listen. Your mother, that's it. But to listen and to explain why. And even, as I said, the Rosh says, there's a midah tovah. The person who asks mechila from someone else, the other person should be willing to listen to everything he's telling him, because this is part of the chesed, and even though he'd like not to listen to everything, because this way he has a hold on him. Like he should always feel indebted the rest of his life, because you did an obligation to me. This is the inyanim that we find, the Achi Yosef, the Yosef showed Al-Tayotzru, he shouldn't be sad, because he saw that they had a Gosh Salev, their magish, that they did the wrong thing, in terms of that he was a Chai Misa, but they still shouldn't have sold him, so therefore they're not happy even when they found that he was alive, and also that how Yosef responded, Kilimichlis Shochan Elikim, as what? As a Dover Tov, and a person should mock at the Dover Tov. One more thing, and that is, that the Maisa of Yosef and his brothers, the Maisa of Yosef and his brothers recurs every single year. Every single year, the Sedra. So, a person who lives with Torah should try to elevate himself and be in the Madrega of Reish Lakish or the Madrega of Abba Kohen Barlow. The Medrash says that Ani Yosef, Odo Vichai, that the Medrash says that when Abba Kohen Barlow would come to these Sukkim, he said, Oy lonu yom adin, oy lonu yom atechecha. Woe is to us, if we find by Bilam, that by Bilam, when the Asin opened its mouth, Bilam was just shocked. He didn't know what to say. Woe is to us when Yosef, Mizmegal himself to his brothers, and his brothers weren't able to what? Weren't able to answer. They were in a state of shock. Oy lonu, Yom Adin, Yom Atechecho. What are we going to say when he goes to the Melech Malchim Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself, he'll show that we have the potential, that old Yosef Chai, that he'll show that you have the potential to be such a big tzaddik, you have the potential to be a greater Eiv Hashem, to be a greater Yir Shemayim, and he'll show it to us. The way Yosef showed his bris milah to his brother, he showed him what he, and Yosef, and the brothers were just amazed. What will we be able to say if they were amazed between Adam and Adam Chavero? Bilam was astonished when he got Tokhacha and Musa from whom? From the Asin. What are we going to do when we go to say Melech Malchim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So you take this Sedra, which is the Maisa of Yosef and his brothers, of Maisa of the similar body. That we shall have our Gosh Alev, or what will be the Yom Adin? We're so much worried and so involved in daily life, about an examination, about a test, about an interview, what's going to be? We're so hyper, and we're so excited and nervous about these certain days, certain examinations of our life. All of Olam Hazeh, what about Olam Haba? What about what are we preparing for? So what are we preparing for if not Olam Haba? What are we going to answer the Yom HaDin? And therefore, every year, Reish Lakish, Abba Kohen Barlo, when it came to these psukim, they cried. They simply cried. They cried. They're magis. They just didn't learn a pshat here and a pshat there. They cried. When they came to certain things people went through the camps, certain things, when it comes, when they hear about these things, they see certain things, they start tears. A person loses a child. 60, 70 years later, he just mentioned the child's name. He starts to cry. Brings tears. This is how you learn a Pasuk Chumash. This is how you go through the Maase of Yosef. And Achi Yosef, what are you crying about? What are you crying about? What are you crying? Everything else had a happy ending. It was a very happy ending. Yosef and his brothers got together again. Very happy. You should be Masameah. You should be very happy. It's a happy, happy ending. What are you crying about? Oy lanu, oy chenvei, that we wasted so much time. We took so a part of our life. Av hashemim anachnu. How could we have done such a thing? How could we live such a thing? We've wasted so many years of our life. Such a foolish mistake. Oy lanu, what are we going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is what we should learn from the Seder. This is what we should get out of the Seder. Not just the Ma'aseh Shehayah of Achi Yosef. And this is what the Seder is telling us. And hopefully, that just like it says, Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Savo, Shavo, Shekosel Rosh Hashem Yosef. So they asked, the Kashi, the Bechiris Yosef came because Bikish Yosef, Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Savo. Because of Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Savo, so therefore Bechiris Yosef came about. That was the reason. Yosef, Yaakov Avinu had many other tzaras. Love of Esav. There are other tzaras in life. Yet, the reason why Mechiras Kosef came about is because Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. But as far as the other tzaras, it wasn't because Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. It was only the Mechiras Yosef is because Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. So Rav Chaim explains as follows. All the other tzaras that he had, the tzaras of Lavan, of Esav, of Dinah, these were tzaras he had to have because Klal Yisrael will have to go through such tzaras. Klal Yisrael have to go through such tragedies. However, this sorrow was a family problem. It was a family problem. And Chas V'Shalom, we should go through this problem. This problem we don't need to go through. Sinas Achim. A Sinas Achim problem, a lack of covenant of aim. That problem is not a Bechila Doris. That problem we won't go through. So what do we learn from this? If this is not part of Vice, other similar button, it's part of Abba Koin Bargo. That we should learn from this Maisa. Oy lona yom adin, oy lona yom atochecha. What do we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not a problem of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, L'Doris. It's a problem of Bein Adam L'Chamakom L'Doris. If we see by Yosef that the Achi Yosef were astonished, they had nothing to say to their brother, what are we going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the limit of the Parsha. That's what the Parsha is telling us, L'Doris. The Parsha is not the Chas V'Shalom, this will be a Bechil L'Doris. It'll be Sinas Achim in every Jewish home, L'Dor Doris. There'll be lack of Kibbutz Avraham, L'Dor Doris. Chas V'Shalom. But they'll tell us, we should learn from this Parsha, how we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy lanu yom adin. If we see the Achi Yosef, such tzaddikim, they were astonished, well, how are we going to feel the yom adin? So this is what we should magish in the Parsha. This is what we should magish. We have Agosha. If we have this Agosha, therefore what? This will bring us closer to Shlemus HaNefesh and to a greater degree of tshuva.
Still, another target, still what I say, Nikki Sar. Zarzad still can do tshuva, even if it's so deep down on Makkah. There's a Makshavit. They're away from my Kodesh Baruch. Still I say, I Kodesh Baruch, there's still what I say. There's a Tashin in there. There's still a Tashin in tshuva.